Good Friday, November 19th, United by Stoke, the Raven boys. Today is a special day. We finally have the one, the only, the man, the legend, the myth, Shane, the other half of Raven.
Oh, here he is.
Yep. Here he is, people. Yeah. So everybody, why don't we take a quick second, just get Shane to introduce himself, because you've heard me talk about him, but he's actually here in studio. So welcome to Shane.
Yo, fam. How's it going? Shane here, the other half of Raven. We just crack a lacking all up in here, and just thought we'd jump on here. I haven't been able to tune in with Moss here for the last couple, but
he's finally, always too busy.
Finally here now
for the podcast. So
yeah,
but he's been apt to get here. So
totally,
he's here, and that's all that matters.
That's right.
We're recording this one today because we're starting out. Well, not really starting up, but we're getting back into producing stuff for more video content as well, like YouTube, some longer form, all that jazz. So we'll cut some of this stuff up. But now it's also a vlog and a podcast. So there you go. And today, something Shane and I have been dealing with probably for the last couple months, really, since we've shut down our stores kind of start of October out in the west coast of Canada, which is British Columbia. We've been actively seeking, also pounding our heads against walls, trying to figure out how to create another store for ourselves here in our own backyard, which is a super touristy area.
Yeah.
And it's our backyard. It's where we're from. It's where we're located out of. So why don't you give us your kind of vibe and thought right now, Shane, on, you know, like the way I take it is definitely pounding head against concrete right now.
Oh, it's absolutely.
Not easy.
No.
You know, the brand, it runs deep because our brand bounces from and out of health. So with everything going on in the world, we need to stick up for our beliefs, what the brand stands for. And from there, Shane will give you his two cents and I'll get in there and peek out with mine too.
Yeah, no, totally. It's, you know, we stand pretty strong on what the brand represents. And it started out of CrossFit, and then it moved into a little different direction, which we always wanted it to, but we had to start somewhere. So the CrossFit part, health, looking after ourselves, showing up daily came from, you know, the brand was built from that. And then growing up, you know, we skated, surfed, all that sort of stuff involved in music,
snowboard skiing.
Industry, all that sort of thing. So we always
partying.
Yeah, that was always
which is really good for your health, by the way.
Yeah, so you know, so in our third year now, we've started branching out into that department of it. We've got the street line, you know, a wicked women's line that's got, you know, a lot of mean reviews coming through from lots of the women who
love
use
our
it.
Women, man. They're
absolutely
our biggest supporters.
Yeah, strong women out there, man. And so we want to stay true to the roots of the brand, and that's you know, first
Not
and foremost
easy.
Yeah, first and foremost the health part of it, but then our beliefs behind it. The Rise Above, obviously, is a big one, eh, Moss?
Big thing.
Can you fill us in on what the Rise Above is?
Rise Above, man, that's as simplest form and keeping it as real as possible. We're rising above the bullshit that's going on in the world right now. And, you know, whatever side of the fence you're on, I could care less, but it is bullshit.
It doesn't matter to us.
Yeah. And we want to rise above that. And one of the things we do daily when we go live is we say, you know, Shane's got to pay it forward. And something, you know, the brand believes big time is more love, more caring for each other, and paying it forward. So that's what we got to rise above, team. And in saying that, trying to partner up with or lease a space or get into spaces where people on whatever side of the fence they are, and I could care less, don't understand that or visualize that is it's been difficult.
Yeah,
Shane and I ran our own show. You know, we came from being online because when we opened the brand, everything shut down. We pulled out of CrossFit gyms. We went into hair salons. We've done whatever it takes to get into places where we think people will show up.
100%.
It's the area we're in now is difficult. Very, very, very difficult. Yep. So we're thinking tons of ideas, tons of thinking outside the box.
Yep.
But the squad's got to align. You know what I mean?
Oh, 100%. And like, so we took a gamble this summer and we went out to BC to a mean area that Moss, first and foremost, with his beautiful partner, have been going to for probably a decade. So we took a gamble and moved everything out there for the summer because
it was tropical.
Tropical, and you know, I don't know if you know, but we barely ever have shirts on. I should have been born a solar panel. Moss loves the tropic vibes. Exactly. So going out to the shoe where it's a little more, you know, it is Canada's tropic. So that the brand. One thing, guys, I got to say is it's kind of, I don't know what the word is, but it's kind of out of it that we've created, we're tropical vibes and we're in Canada, which is right away is kind of like pushing shit uphill because we're just not a mountain brand. We live in the mountains. All our colors are very bright, like we bring on the tropic vibes. And so it just morphs more towards that part of the country. But and we did, you know, super well out there. It was perceived really well by everybody. We come back here in October and it's a different gig, man, because people don't take with the same vibes that we put out in this area, and we want to be setting up here, but yeah, it's tough.
There's definitely a lot of mountains or hurdles to climb. So for example, today we went to a meeting. And now Shane and I know one thing we've learned is time is invaluable. So we get right into it. We don't want to bullshit anybody and we don't want to waste their time. We don't want to waste our time. So one of the things I mentioned was, hey man, we're going to come in there and we want to throw good island vibe music going, right? So we're in a place where they're like, well, it's very zen. It's very, you know, we don't want to disturb anybody's peace while they're walking around. And so right away we're like, well, how the hell is that going to work?
Yeah, totally.
You know, like, what I said was, you're going to have two guys with Santa hats on because we're coming up to Christmas, right? In a couple or next month or whatever the hell it is. Yeah. And I said, basically, you're going to have two guys with, you know, tropical shorts on, no shirts on, and Santa hats listening to, you know, Christmas reggae. Now they laughed, they got it, but they're like, yeah, but our clients, this and that. So now I'm like, kind of like, well, why are we here? Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
100%.
So will it work? Maybe. Will it, you know? But these are the things Shane and I are dealing with.
Yeah,
right?
Totally.
So any new brand coming up, don't let them stop you, because we're just going to keep knocking on doors and pounding it down.
Yeah.
At some point, you know, maybe you, like Shane said, like maybe, you know, the good fight isn't meant to be here. But until you get 100% no's.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is they all want us in there.
Yeah.
It's not like they're saying, no, it's me and Shane going.
Yeah. Because, and just let me jump in there.
Yeah, of course.
And a lot of it's to do with because we can't portray the true vibes of what the brand is. Like, we go into these spaces and we're kind of not being told, but directed a little bit into how it should be sold. And it's just not us. So we're just...
So we're fortunate to be in that position.
Oh, 100%. And you know what? Maybe we're doing the wrong thing by doing
that,
but it's just, we're sticking true to how the brand rolls. And if we're going into somewhere and not really being able to be who, you know, I and Moss want to be and portray the brand the way that we designed it and are, you know, living it, then it's just not going to work. So we just want to be 100% true, man.
And the way I look at it, you know, especially in today's, and we've had a couple of meetings like this, it's like they want us in there because they know we can sell. But how can we sell if we're, you know, muzzled and tied down? And I don't mean that literally, but you know what I'm getting at there, right?
Like, man.
If there's no music, you know, you feel fatigued, there's all these, you know, artificial lights, and how am I, or how is Shane going to try and sell a bright pink shirt or a bright pink bra, or you know what I mean? It's just, we won't waste anybody's time. So it's like that's a lesson we've learned, because I think earlier on we would have jumped on anything.
Yeah.
And now it makes more sense to hold off for the right thing.
Yeah.
So, but we'll keep you updated on this
because totally.
You know, there's a handful of stores that want us in there. It's just like, and we have follow-up meetings with each of them how to make this work.
Yeah.
And that's another big thing is we're not what's the one for? Not rigid. We're not like, no, it's got to be our way or the highway.
All, not at all.
But we want to benefit them more than we benefit ourselves.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's say,
what can we bring them?
Totally.
Right?
So if it's based on, let's say, if it was just based on rent, it's one thing. But if they want to do a partnership where they take a percentage, and we know we have to sell to make them look like heroes, and we can't do what we can do, like our hands are tied, then we're not doing them a service and we're doing our brand a disservice, which sucks.
Totally.
So,
and yeah. And just to add to that, there was the whole thing, you know, Moss and I talked about, you know, we went to a few of these stores, same scenario, and it was like, well, when we left, you know, they were like, oh, what can you do to come in and sell your stuff, and we want your stuff in here and you guys get it going. You know what, we left that meeting, we walked out and we said, okay, it's not about what we can sell, it's about what we can bring to the table for them. And if we sell something, cool, if not, because it, at the end of the day, it's about, you know, what we can do for people.
Totally. To build this community.
To build the community.
And their community.
Totally. And then the sale, you know, the sales come with it. That's great, man. Obviously, we're here to make sales, but it's not all just about sales. No. Like, not at all.
No. And again, going back to bringing the vibe. So whether it's a group of five women or five men, and there's no music and there's no vibe and you're feeling blasé like a wrinkled prune, how you know, we're used to jumping around with energy, you know, hugging everybody and bringing them in like their family, you know, like and if you can't do that, then I just don't feel like we're representing our brand. And then it's like, well, yeah, what, like, are you gonna sit here for 10 hours and just twiddle your thumbs and go, hey guys, you know, that monotone. Shane and I bring the fucking fire, guys, and that's the way it has to be. And again, people recognize that, and so the blessing there is that they want us involved. It's just, it's got to be, again, it's got to be a partnership that works for both sides.
Yeah.
And we want to benefit them more than we benefit ourselves, because Shane and I know we're going to benefit ourselves. We got the skills to pay the bills.
Yeah.
We have that fire. We have that belief. But for some other business owners, it's not quite, it might not be their forte.
Yeah.
You know, like, they don't know about the vibe.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
most stores you walk into, it's the first thing, especially me, I have a background in music. Music is the vibe to me.
Oh,
so
totally.
If we walk into a store and I'll say to Shane, dude, I'm like, I already feel like I'm falling asleep, dude. How are we going to sell 200 grand worth of equipment? Or, you know what I mean? Like, anyway, that's one of the things we're dealing with right now in these unique times. So, but we look at that like, and we look at that like an amazing thing to overcome, learn, and then we have yet another tool in our backpack to kick ass next time, you know, as we expand to the next area and all that, right? So everything's a learning curve, and it rarely gets us down. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's moments, but
100% there is.
The cool thing about the brand, again, being they want us, and that's just, I mean, that's the blessing, like Shane said, it is a blessing in disguise. Like, you know, people could be sweeping us under the rug, which has happened as well.
Oh, yeah.
Many
absolutely,
times.
Absolutely, yeah.
And to all them, we thank them, because it only made us stronger and we kicked even more ass. But right now it's all good.
Yeah.
And we'll just keep you posted on this.
Yeah, totally.
Anybody else starting out, it's, we all deal with it.
Just keep on a knocking, peeps.
Keep on knocking. If I had my guitar here, I'd sing you a country song on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful peeps. That's the wrap up for today. Yeah. I don't know how long that was. We're about soon to find out. But the format's going to be meet the two sexy Raven boys. Some call us Raven men, but, you know, boys to men. We're back, BBC. So we will see you next Friday, team.
Yeah.
Much love.
Raven.
Spread it forward. Spread that love forward, squad. Peace.
United by Stoke.
United by Stoke. Oh, I didn't even introduce us like that this time.
No, United by Stoke this is, peeps.
Love you.
Got a...
Go ahead.
Oh. No, all good. All good.
He wants you to pay it forward. So if you loved us...
Say pay the fee, yeah.
Pay the fee, team.
There's a fee to show up here today, and that is... you know, if you get some motivation out of this, if you get some inspiration, you're just liking the good vibes, you just like sitting back with your cuppa or brew, whatever it may be, and checking it out, we ask that you share it with your squad, your crew, your friends, and we appreciate you, peeps.
Love every morning, every morning we're live from the RTF, which is the Raven Training Facility, 100%. Live on TikTok. We go live for about 2 hours, so join us, squad. Much love. See you next Friday.